This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pro-Moscow officials said residents in all four occupied areas of Ukraine voted to join Russia. The Kremlin-orchestrated votes have been dismissed by the U.S. and its Western allies as illegitimate. According to Russia-installed election officials, 93% of the ballots cast in the Zaporizhia region were in support of annexation, as were 87% of ballots in the southern Kherson region and 98% in Luhansk. The preordained outcome sets the stage for a dangerous new phase in Russia's seven-month war in Ukraine, because it is expected to serve as a pretext for Moscow to annex the four areas. That could happen within days. Leaks on Russian gas pipelines raise worries over sabotage, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A series of unusual leaks on two natural gas pipelines running from Russia under the Baltic Sea to Germany have triggered concerns about sabotage, overshadowing the inauguration of a long-awaited pipeline that will bring Norwegian gas to Poland to bolster Europe's energy independence from Moscow. Sweden's national seismic network says it recorded two explosions that occurred on Monday near the leaks in the Russian gas pipelines. The Polish Prime Minister has called the events an act of sabotage, while his Danish counterpart said she couldn't rule it out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wednesday, Denmark's defense minister will travel to Brussels to meet with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg to talk about the gas leaks. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN human rights officials have condemned the violent crackdown by Iranian security forces against protesters angered by the death of a young woman who allegedly failed to comply with Iran's strict dress code. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Protests across 15 Iranian provinces erupted following the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in police custody. She was arrested September 13th by the so-called morality police for allegedly not wearing the hijab properly. The UN Human Rights Office says it is difficult to get a precise number of people who have been killed, wounded, and arrested by Iran's security force. This is because of restrictions on telecommunications. State media put the number of deaths at 41. However, UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says non-governmental organizations monitoring the situation have reported higher numbers of deaths. She says one credible source reports 76 people have been killed, including women and children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hurricane Ian tore into western Cuba as a major hurricane Tuesday and left 1 million people without electricity. Now it's on a collision course with Florida over warm Gulf waters, expected to strengthen it into a catastrophic Category 4 storm. Ian made landfall early Tuesday in Cuba, where officials set up 55 shelters, evacuated 50,000 people, rushed in emergency personnel, and took steps to protect crops in the nation's main tobacco-growing region. In Florida, 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate. Beleaguered former South African President Jacob Zuma has said he's ready to make a surprise return to politics by standing for a top position when the ruling African National Congress holds a conference in December. Zuma was South Africa's president from 2009 to 2018 before he was forced to resign amid wide-ranging allegations of corruption in government and state-owned institutions. Recapping our top story, pro-Moscow officials say residents in all four occupied areas of Ukraine voted to join Russia. The Kremlin-orchestrated votes have been dismissed by the U.S. and its Western allies as illegitimate. The preordained outcome sets the stage for a dangerous new phase in Russia's seven-month war in Ukraine, because it's expected to serve as a pretext for Moscow to annex the four areas. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.